Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Jesus, his ministry, his assignment, his person, his anointing. Now, it is easy for me to look at the life of Elijah or look at the life of David. Yes, we might pick one or two things from them, but Jesus has been given to us as the pattern son. The pattern son here means that if I can build and model my life after his own, there was no way I was going to miss it. Now, in the Old Testament, and I don't really have all the time to go there today, there's a particular person whose life closely mirrors that of Jesus. That person is Moses. Moses. In fact, Moses will later say to us that a prophet like unto me shall the Lord raise, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. So, Moses did not even claim to, he did not seek to gather the people to himself, because he saw one that was coming, unto whom the gathering of the people shall be. But there are certain things about these two people, Moses and Jesus, that seems to be very similar. Number one, they were both born in due time. When Jesus was born, every one of his mates, children born during that period, were killed. When Moses was born, the babies born in that season were also killed. So when you find a Moses saying, a prophet like unto me, they are similar in a lot of ways. Just the same way, many of us can be similar in destiny, we can be similar in assignment, but if you don't have spiritual eyes, you won't know who you are connected with or who you are not connected. You will be following flamboyance. People follow flamboyance and miss out on their destiny. There are rich people out here in Lekki. Their prophet is one baba in their village. A prophet, maybe in their old church, a CAC church. That man didn't go to school, doesn't speak English, but the Lord has given that man a word for them. So you will find that at certain times they will go home to go and greet Reverend. And Reverend will say, my son, it's good to see you. How's your family? Then he will give them prophecies to guide them into the next season. It was not as though sometimes we chose to allocate certain honor to certain people, but we just found that it seemed every time I came to this person, there was a word from the Lord from this person for me. So you just, by reason of understanding, come to the place of realization that it seems God is always saying something to me when I listen to this person. And that's how you are able to trace your spiritual tribe. We don't trace it based on flamboyance. There's going to be a word of the Lord wherever the Lord leads you to. Because there's no dry ground anywhere. The only dry ground is where God is not speaking. Yeah, the only dry ground is that place where God has not led you to. If the Lord led you there, you will plant and you will get an harvest. Hallelujah. So you find that this guy was born in a season when people were being killed. And that was what happened to Jesus. Moses also, in the bid to save his life, was also taken out of the land. And he went to live, he was born in Egypt. He lived in Egypt. And Jesus, also when he was born, the angel said, take him to Egypt. So there are similarities. So, at some point, Jesus grew up and then came back to Israel. Also, you find that in the life of Moses, Moses had to deal with a period of silence. It was a period where he needed to fine-tune his calling. He needed to know what God wanted to do with his life. And Jesus had 30 years for that. Jesus had to sit and you know, when you see the way Jesus speaks, when you see the way Jesus talks, you wonder if he has been reading the scriptures all his life. But Jesus didn't go to school. He gave himself to study. He gave himself to understanding. And this is very significant. That before God releases his best in a life, before God will commit to you the things that he has prepared you for, he will pass you through a season of silence. You can't escape it. There will be a time nobody will know you. Ah, come on now. I said there will be a time, even if you are raising the dead, nobody will know you. And there will be a time, even if you just took off your shirt and took a selfie, 1 million people will like it. There is a season of silence. The mistake many people make is that because they are unable to interpret what seasons they are in, they try to make things happen and circumvent the process and delay their movement. Listen to me. You don't have to be super good to make it in destiny, but you must understand times and seasons. You may not be a powerful speaker. You may not have an oratory power skills. You may not be able to move mountains with your words. But if you understand times and seasons, the elements will work in your favor. You want to plant in the dry season, you will work more. But you may want to align for the wind and allow it carry you. I remember when I first came into a prophetic ministry, Pastor Ayo used to give me some tutorials. And I remember what he said to me many years ago. He said, when you want to prophesy, wait for the wind. Wait for the waves to carry you. It's just like the waves of the sea. It lifts you. Once you can catch that wave, it takes you. Prophesying and ministering to people becomes very easy. You are prophesying to this person, you stop, then you start with the other person, and then you pick it up, you come back here, and then jump there, and jump there, because you are on a wave. It is not your energy that is driving you. There's a move of the Spirit that is pushing you, and once the thing drops you, share the grace and go. So there are some people that can just come in and begin to prophesy. But there are some that unless they preach, they cannot prophesy. There are some times you just come, the atmosphere is ready. You just enter into it. Times and seasons were one of the things that worked for Jesus. These are the things that will work for you. Nobody can interpret your times and seasons better than you. Now, you must take a course. This is a course you will not graduate from. Because you need it. A lot of people just say, I don't know what I did. It's like God has abandoned me. No, you don't know your times. What time are you now? Is this a season of prayer and fasting for you? Are you in a season of rejoicing? Are you in a season of sowing your seeds? Are you in a season of sitting with the word of God and feeding and feeding? I mean, there was a time that God's servant Elijah, after defeating the 400 prophets, you would have expected that running out of that place, he would go into a season of prayer. But the angel came, said, eat. That means every time you deploy spiritual strength, every time you carry out certain activities that are significant steps in your destiny, you are not the same way you came in. You are depleted. So you need to eat. A religious man will say, let's pray. The angel said, eat. And the angel gave him food. Then he ate. Then the angel came back again and said, man of God, eat. When he ate the first meal, he slept again. Right? That means he's still tired. Hello? Hello? I said, when the angel brought the food, he ate, relaxed. The angel came back. The fact that you are still slouching, you are not ready. This food is angel food. This food should get you up in angel strength. It should infuse you with power. If you found a rhema, it should get you up on your feet. There's a way you would respond when you find great spoil. There's a way you will respond. If you open the door of your house and you found $500,000 kept there, and the angel said, we brought it from San Francisco with your name on it. Say, wow, this is a good God. Whether God can move money through air or not is no more the issue. Where will I hide this money becomes the next thing. All of a sudden, you just notice that you are not hungry. Sometimes your desire to eat may, always wanting to eat, may be a pointer that you are broke. But when you suddenly find yourself $500,000, then you try to punch the naira value and the calculator is showing error. Hallelujah. Come on, say amen. Amen. All right, so I say, let's, no. I just want to rest. I don't feel like eating this morning. It's a season, I'm in a season of rest. All of a sudden, you want to know who are the malams around here. I'm telling you, the resources that are given to you determines what you are looking for. You don't look for outside BDC people if you don't have dollars. All of a sudden, you start seeing them. Have you ever bought a dress? I know you start seeing the dress everywhere. Have you ever bought a car? Then you start seeing the car everywhere. Once there's an object of focus, it attracts everything that looks like it. The only way to be able to maintain this consistent pattern is to understand what season you have found yourself. If Joseph failed in that quest, he would have taken a decision that would have put the gospel at risk, that would have put Mary at risk, because it was not Mary that was in the lineage of David, it was Joseph. And the scripture said that the Son of God will come from that lineage. So the significant person was not Mary, it was Joseph. Come on, are you see here? Are you see here? Now, if listen to me. If Joseph had executed that counsel properly and died, he will get to heaven immediately and get full reward. There are certain things about your life that God has earmarked with your name. If you can get those things right, the small mistakes will not count. Imagine someone like Paul the Apostle, preached in Ephesus, preached in all these cities, but didn't document scripture for us. All those churches, where are they now? They are closed down. But he gave us scripture. There are certain things, there may not be more than one or two in your life that God will want you to do for him. If you get those things done, you get your full reward. Those are the things you need to look for. Not to be gallivanting. You look at Jesus, he say one thing that is needful for me. I don't, people are jumping there. That's not me. This issue of times and seasons is one of the things we need to understand about Jesus. And when you understand it, you are to now build your life around that reality. Everybody today is going to talk about Jesus. Go on BBC, go on CNN, go, including those who don't believe. But who have you met anybody among them who is asking, who really is Jesus? Why is his birth so important? Why is his birth so important? Is Jesus still alive? Do we need to see him to prove that we know that he is alive? Is Jesus coming again? Or should we look to another for the hope of his coming? What demand does his birth, his being born, What demand of you place on me? Those are the things we need to ask. It seems to me that when a particular reality is covered in ceremony, it loses its value. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. Therefore, seeing that we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, that's another matter. Verse 2. Now, how do we run this race that is set before us? We run the race by looking not at the race, but unto Jesus. Jesus is the one who has successfully started his own race and finished it. So when you talk about Jesus on Christmas Day, you are talking about somebody who in God's calendar started and finished. Even Paul cannot claim to have finished when Jesus is standing. When Paul said, I finished my course, he didn't mean he finished. He meant his time is up. So if there is anything you've not done before that time elapses, game over. Or are you going to tell me that Paul was satisfied with the state of the churches that he started? How do I run the race that is before me? How do I fulfill my ministry? How do I run my marriage? How do I pursue my destiny? By looking unto Jesus. How did Jesus run his race? You must, part of the things I'm talking about is the issue of times and seasons, accurate interpretation of the seasons you are in. If for instance the Lord says to you, first 7 days of every month in 2022, start with fasting and prayer and vigil. Then your friend who you know to be a prayer warrior decides that because he's doing remote working, he wants to be watching film at night. He has free data. And you are in the same room. They promoted him, so he's a manager now. He can choose not to go to work for 3 days. And please, let me tell you, there's a realm of wealth that is coming. There's a realm of wealth that is coming. You will go to work, but it's not because of the work that you have money. You didn't understand what I said. Let me explain a bit what I'm saying. There's a lady that was being discussed with me yesterday. She lives in Lagos. She's about 37 years. Drives the latest, is it ML or... Is it GL? Benz, the latest Benz Jeep. She's 37. She's not married. Has investments in millions because she was born into wealth. Doesn't work. She has a job, but only goes because she doesn't want to stay at home. Do you understand? She said she doesn't want to work again. The MD said, I won't take your resignation. Just become anytime you like. Not US, Lagos. Said, because of the way her life is, she wants to reduce the quality of her life. That maybe the way she's living her life, that's why men are running away from her. She will leave the... ML50, I'll be three. Well, that Benz Jeep. She went to get another car. Even the car she got is still too high. Because what they call low in their family is still prosperity. It's still prayer point for many people. The car is 40 million. I'm looking for 40 million to buy one plot of land here. That car alone will end the prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? when she said she was reducing her lifestyle, started going to restaurants on the main road to eat. The one she was going to was not the kind we go to. It was still too high. My brother said, he told her, you still go and buy Corolla. She said, I can't enter a Corolla. She said, I can't enter a Corolla. But you said you wanted to, you know, so men won't be scared of you. You want to bring your life. He said, no, I can't enter a Corolla. No. No, you are a lady. She needs a man. Listen. The girl is not born again. The girl is a Muslim. But she's open to going to church. She's open. Eh? Sometimes she goes to church. But she's a Muslim. She is living off her father's labor. Her parents don't live in the country. They live abroad. They have investments in the country. All they want for her is to enjoy life. Not to work. To enjoy life. The only man she sees around are those who help her spend her money. So when I tell you that if a man can do this to his child, how much more your heavenly father, if God can trust you, if God, you will only be going to work because you need to go out. What are you talking about? If a man did this for his own daughter, who refused to live abroad, because if you have this kind of money and you live in the U.S., you'll be arrested. You will have to explain how you are making your money. That's why she stayed back. Because she doesn't like work. You have this kind of money. Your boyfriend will take your ATM card, go to the club behind you, and spend 400,000 naira every day. Every day, 400,000. She will be getting a lot. Why are you doing this? I love you. The money doesn't mean anything, but don't do this. Guy said, don't worry, do it again. I said, tell her I want to pray for her. I have what you are looking for. I was telling my brother, I said, tell her I want to pray for her. Your problem is not, it's not your ATM. You need deliverance. I'm just telling you, when the heavens look at the way you have postured your life, the Bible said there is nothing good God will withhold from them that love him. If he did not restrain his only son, but freely gave him up for us, how shall he not freely with him give us all that things? Again, I tell you, there's a realm of wealth that is coming. There's a level of wealth and peace and prosperity that is coming. Those who knew you in 2021, by this time next year, there will be no resemblance again. Listen, that lady may be rich, but the wealth has no purpose. So I told that brother, tell that lady, if she wants to be married, I don't know her. There are people like that that are born into this world. It's not what they do that will make them rich. They came with money from heaven. Huh? Those ones came like that. If they go out, and I'm not joking, I know a lady who has once been in this church. If she goes into a particular office, good morning, sir, I would like to see the MD. If somebody is coming out from the MD's office, lady, how are you? What's your name? 50,000. Doesn't know her. 100,000. Like that. She, I know, I'm sorry, sir. Say, no, I just like you. Take it. There are people like that. If those kind of people are not careful, they will be stuck. Because the implication of that ease that God brought into your life is that you must serve humanity. So your husband, your children, your true peace of mind will come from serving people. So that kind of a lady should not be sitting in Banana Island. She should create an NGO. She should create a company where she can help less privileged people or do something for hospitals. Do something where, in the process of doing it, she will find her husband. In the process of doing it, she will find peace. In the process of doing it, she will become even busier than those who say they are going to work every day. I told him, tell that lady to come. Let's give her life purpose. You are spending 400. You give ATM card to an idiot. 400,000 every day. And he will pack his friend. to phase one. Now they fought. The boy is begging, wants to come back. Free money. I said there's a level of wealth coming into your life. Now, for you to understand that wealth, you must understand that when God gave you Jesus, he gave you the best of heaven. There is nothing better than Jesus in heaven. So all this issue of money, they are small, small things. But what is the value you even place on Jesus? You go into a place, somebody insults him. People say rubbish, and you sit down there, you are smiling. No value. People are not even afraid to insult the person of Jesus where you are. That is why the word defines. A politician will come out and tell us on Sunday, let us imbibe teaching. You are still stealing money. There are governors in this state that have not paid salaries for 6 months, but they are collecting their own. There are not people, there are people in your local government. Who is Jesus? The Bible said that, look, he said he is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set. That means ever before he got to the end of his journey, he had seen the joy. He has seen what his Father will do for him, will give to him when he gets there. And because that picture was clear to him, he was willing to endure what? The cross. That cross was not fun. You know what it means to be very gifted? To be very gifted and to fail in a contest where people expected you to be on top. You know what it means to be very gifted? To teach people to take tutorials and then fail the course. And people are asking, but you are the one that explained this thing to us. Do you know what it means to be crippled and be praying for people and they are rising up and they are walking? He endured the cross. There is a cross that will be allocated. There is a cross that you must carry. There will be something that God will give to you as the emblem of your assignment. It may be shameful, but if you are faithful, a day will come, that cross will be exchanged for a crown. That is why people preach and there is no sign. This is why people come to church and hear the Bible and there is no wonder, because we have preached a message that has no cross in it. Even the cross of Jesus, even Jesus had to endure it. There will be a part of your life where you will need to be praying to receive grace for every day. Are you still with me? I said it's a part of your life that will be a battle, a warfare. Father, give me grace. This is my anger. You will be praying. There are people, once they see money in their account, they don't want to know who sent it. They don't even want to know if it's a mistake. They begin to jam the thing. Some people are anointed to spend. Then tomorrow will take care of itself. Don't worry about my future. Some debt. I hope they run below. This gospel that has no cross, that has become convenient for politicians to preach. Huh? This gospel that has made politicians strong enough to point fingers at the church and their hands did not wither. Because there was a prophet like that in the Old Testament, where the king tried to touch him and his hands withered. I'm telling you, when you want to see the power back in church, bring the cross. Because the cross will bring offense. When you see the cross, even many people who say they are following Jesus will not be able to go again. You will see the Jesus that walked to the tomb of Lazarus. He didn't shake, he didn't pray, he just spoke and Lazarus came out. And now this same Jesus is on a cross and is weeping. And for the first time, Jesus feels like his Father is far away from him. This Jesus is God, though. But for the first time, Eli, Eli, Lama, Satali, why have you forsaken me? Huh? He wasn't acting a script. He knew that God was far from him. And what happened was, because God could not behold iniquity, God turned his back on him. The way God turns his back on every sinner. They may be going to church. They may be giving offering. But if they are not saved, this is how God backs them. That backing is an act of mercy. Because if God looks at iniquity, that thing will dissolve. So to give you any possibility of redemption, God must turn his back on you. That's God's mercy. I don't know what I'm doing. It's like God is not listening. That's mercy. Because there's sin in that place. Everywhere God turns his back, go and check for sin. You want God to look at you this year? Remove sin. He said, for the joy that was set before him, what did he do? He endured the cross. Have you ever had a thorn in your foot and you couldn't pull it out until somebody came to help you cut that place out and remove that piece of glass? But before then, you had to endure it. This is what it means to endure. All of a sudden, you are not as strong as you used to be. You have to endure that sickness. You have to endure that marriage. You have to endure that moment and season of waiting. God, how about my married partner? Wait. Baba Alpha, wait. Baba Alpha, I'm traveling. Wait for me. Baba Alpha, 3 years, 4 years. Baba, you are lying. Oh, yeah, I say wait. You will endure. If there is nothing in this, your journey, that requires endurance, you are not on the right one. Did you hear that one? If there is nothing in this, your journey of faith, that requires you trusting God and enduring, you are on the wrong journey. You are in San Francisco. There's another aspect. Because you see, when you read scriptures like this, it gives you an idea of who you are following. Don't just read it and don't listen to the news today. Everything you hear today, they are lying. Not only did he endure the cross, what did he do? He despised the shame. Do you know what it means to despise the shame? My sister, why are you not married? Say that, is it a must to be married? Is it a must? What's the big deal about marriage? God's time is the best. Hallelujah. And you move on. My sister, should be your father is a pastor. Why are you still having this migraine? Say, it doesn't matter. Which migraine? These are small things. There's nothing there. I praise it away. The moment you say, I praise it away, you felt the migraine again. But you know, you despise it. You don't give it a voice. You don't allow that object of ridicule to become so loud that you can't praise God again. You despise the shame. What is there? I even like my freedom now. Where man come now? Hey, where's my food? Oh, no. I beg. Let me enjoy now. See, be talking to your friend. The way she's talking, I don't like it. You won't get husband like this. Hey, I beg. Have you married? Yeah. Are you happy? Okay. God bless you. I'm taking my time. I don't want your own kind of marriage. When I marry, I want to be happy. You despise the shame. You know what she's saying is right. But if you allow that seed to be planted in your heart, you will not be able to praise God again. So you are enduring that wahala. Yet, physically, you have to despise it. Why trusting God that the one who said, in due time, I will give Abraham a son, will show up? You don't know where he is now. Maybe he went to San Francisco or China, but he promised you he will come. And you have to put up a front so that nobody will be coming to ask you stupid questions. He despised the shame. At the end, what happened? He was set at the right hand of the throne of God. Don't allow anyone to cast aspersion on your faith in Jesus Christ in 2022. Before they start, stop them. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Why didn't God hear? I don't know. But he's faithful. He's faithful. How about a marriage? God is in control. He's fixing it. Be silent, all mountains. Who you listen to is very important. Jesus was about to go in John chapter 7 for the feast. And his brother said, if you are doing all these things, reveal yourself to the world. Who you listen to matters. Who are you? You are my brother. Do you know anything about my calling? No. Do you understand it? No. Why are you talking now? Be silent. Your advice is good, but I don't take instructions from you. How did I get here? Listening to a higher voice. How will I get to the next phase? Following the one that brought me to this point. You don't know anything about my calling. You don't know anything about my life. You want to tell me how to serve God? One of my family members, when they heard I was going to become a pastor, they called my mom. Why are you allowing Benga to be a pastor? I said, he's not only pastor. I'm leaving my job. How many years is the church now? I said, So my mom called me. I said, call that person now. Tell him, I have cut him off. Whether you paid my school fees or not, because of your position on this matter, you are no more family. My mom said, and you too. The next time you call me to talk about something like this, I cut you off. Sorry. I said, so go in peace. You want to serve God? You will hate father and mother. The people that will advise you against your calling will be family. They will tell you are not called. Now, we know you. You are a footballer. Which one is this pastor thing you are talking about? Fast forward a few years later, the same people are saying, pastor, please, we need your help with this. I say, am I a pastor? He says, yes. Hey, I didn't know. I didn't know I'm a pastor. I thought I'm a rapper. I thought I'm a rapper. So you think I would say yes? You know, we feel if you get involved as a Christian. I say me, I'm a Christian. I didn't know. I said, okay, I'll see what I can do for you. When you start, nobody will believe you. That's why it's important to hear God. Do nothing until it is commanded. Don't do it because it feels good. God has a voice that is loud. God has a voice that is clear. Do nothing until it is commanded. God only puts his money where his voice is. God only puts his money where his voice is. Spend your time fine-tuning your ability to hear him clearly. He said, I do not. He said, as I see, I judge. I don't do anything except I see it. This is the Jesus the newspaper won't tell you about. This is the Jesus the news won't tell you about today. But they will tell you to preach forgiveness. Can you preach this? Meanwhile, they are this Jesus that the whole world, including Muslims, are thinking about today. I hope you know the Muslims believe that you cannot really be a good Muslim if you don't believe in Jesus. I hope you know. Some of you don't read the Quran. Some of us, we try to read it once in a while. He's a prophet, but he's more than a prophet. He's the first prophet of our lineage. But he's more than a prophet. Because the name of Jesus features in that Quran more than Muhammad. The Bible is the only book that makes no reference to any other authority. Whether he was born on 25th or on April 25th, it makes no difference. Because they didn't even use a 12-month calendar. That means some of you are actually older. It was this 12-month calendar that reduced your age. And celebration of age is Stone Age philosophy. It doesn't mean nothing. Say, I'm 45. Teach us to number our days, not years. What God is owing you is your day, not years. Teach us to number our day. Once you wake up today, get up and fulfill destiny. Teach us to number our days. Teach us to know how much time we have so that we can apply our hearts to the things that matter. Teach us to number our days. Here, 33, he knew that there was no way a wife would be in that calendar. So when you get to heaven and you're angry that God, you told me I will marry, I didn't marry. Rapture happened. He will also tell you, even me, I didn't marry. So all of us that didn't marry will form association. Don't come and riot in heaven. The last person that rioted was thrown out. You need to, as I round up, you need to take your Bible, have a fresh look at the person of Jesus. Build your life around that which is revealed to you. Don't play games in 2022. 12 months is a lot of time to change your life. Look at Jesus. Whatever you find that he did, copy it. Jesus prayed at night. Jesus sang hymn. It's in the Bible. Christians of nowadays, they don't sing hymn. You can't sing him if you are not a happy person. People think Jesus is a moody person. Before he died, he sang him with his disciples. Those him have a way of bringing down the rubbish in your head because the song is slow. Crowning Lord of... You can't dance all these satanic dances with him. Your head must be correct. Anything you see in Jesus, copy. Don't worry, just copy it. He prayed at night, copy. He was a man of the word, copy. Enter 2022 with a clear strategy. If not, that remaining time you thought you have, Satan will take it. They will give you more work in the office. Oh, you are doing well. Add more work. You are doing well. The reward for hard work is more they had. Because even the remaining time you should be using to wait on the Lord, you are not there. Say, God will help us. It's not easy. It's not easy. And they hard work again. Look at the way Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. 2022, serve God like you have ever served him. Let it be your based on your revelation of who God is. Don't follow the Jesus in the newspaper. That one is not a real person. He doesn't exist. I must be about my Father's work. He said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I must cast out devils. I must serve God. I must win souls. I must invite people. I must disciple people. Everything that increases Jesus' kingdom. Once you see it, copy it. God, what is my ministry? Don't worry. Copy this one. Leave the ministry. Copy this one. When you copy this one, copy well. They will give you copyright. And when you copyright, you find your ministry. Don't look for copy well first. Because some people, even if you give them the answer sheet in the expo, in the exam board, they will still fail. They will be asked, is 22, is it numerator, that till they will fail. Some copy even the matric number of the other person, copy it. Tell your neighbor, copy well. If you forget about copyright, copy well first. Copy well. Say, whatever you see him, do it. Whatever he tells you, do it. How did the disciples cast out devils? The way they saw Jesus did it. And they came back, Master, even the demons, they are submitted. And he said, rejoice not. That means he didn't even expect us to be excited. That those things are the children's bread. You cast out devils, you raise the dead. Okay, praise God, hallelujah. He said, but that your destiny is registered in heaven. That when they are looking for people who are serving God in Nigeria, your name will flash. Tell yourself, this year, I will serve God. No amount of money will be too much for me if it involves God. I will serve God with my body. I will serve God with my energy. I will serve God in the place of prayer. I will serve God with my emotions. I will serve God with my spirit. I will serve God with my resources. Tell yourself that my car is for God. Tell God, give me this car. I will use it to bring people to church. Don't ask for yourself. The day you have the heart of a servant, God will not withhold anything from you. That your salary, stop spending it alone. It will not be enough, so don't spend it alone. Come on, say, I hear you. The life of Jesus is a life of revelation that brings service. Jesus didn't do anything because he wanted to impress anybody. There was something he knew. It was that thing that was making him do the things he was doing. So you must understand this midpoint, the center point from which you are operating. So that even when the devil tries to launch against your heart, launch against you, when they try to take David out of God's presence, David said, let me fall into the hands of the Almighty. It's better for God to kill me than for it to be said that I died the way Saul died. And God said, because of that, I spare you. You commit a sin, run to church. I'll be feeling guilty. Don't worry, come. This place is for sinners. Righteous people, don't come next Sunday. This place is for sinners. Tell your neighbor, for sinners. It's for sinners. I didn't say you should go and commit sin and come next Sunday. I said. The day we become so offended at sinners is the day we will know something is wrong with our heart. We should feel mercy. We should feel peace. We should feel concern. Tell yourself, 2022, I will do as Jesus did. I will go for lost souls. Tell yourself, 2022, I will be deliberate as Jesus was deliberate. And I will go everywhere. God will lead me. Listen to me. You can wake up. Do you know Jesus had rich people who used to give him money? Do you know? He has some rich women. It's like that even today. Even today, it's like that. It's rich women. Somebody caught it. Because the brothers are always rationalizing. They say, we'll meet at where we are watching match, Arsenal match. For them, once we are watching match, we are okay. Jesus had some very powerful women. And those ones, they don't argue with him. Oh. It's always those ones that are not giving that are always causing problems, like Peter. There was a man that was rich. He came to Jesus. Jesus said, sell your property. He couldn't sell it. But there were women who gave of their substance. But this one was a captain of industry. He could not sell his property for Jesus. Yeah, women, they are weak. Your own is you are even weaker than weak. Tell yourself in 2022, I will be strategic. In everything that involves God, I will give my best. As I see it in Jesus, I will replicate the same. Bless the name of the Lord and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace.